Welcome to Loose Ropes Wrestling, Winnipeg's only wrestling radio talk show, live from UMFM, with your hosts, James Korba and Adam Giardino.
Hello. Welcome to Loose Ropes Wrestling.
From Renfrew Plaza, I'm James Korba.
And I'm Andrew Boychuk.
We're not at the UMFM this week because, well, frankly, we decided to change it up. You got to change it up every now and then. No. There's a scheduling conflict during our normal recording time, and that was my birthday.
Yeah.
So am I going to come in on my birthday and record?
Hell no.
No. Maybe if I was a single man. But I am not. No, I have a lot of people to celebrate with.
You got lots of food to eat, bro.
Tons of food.
Yeah.
Noodle Express going to hit that up.
Noodle Express?
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of noodles, my noodle was blown away at Wrestle Kingdom this year. Wrestle Kingdom 11. We watched it at the Handsome Daughter.
Sort of live.
Day, baby, same day, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
We were not watching it live.
No, we managed to stay spoiler-free.
So, yeah. Thank you for not spoiling it. I guess my threats of violence people took
it
to heart.
Off.
It did.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was a very threatening man, but maybe I am. Maybe I need to threaten people more. We'll see. I'll beat your ass.
Hey, you're pretty threatening on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I was yelling at
Bobby
people.
Bobby Schenk was shaking in his boots. Was,
yeah. I scared him so much that one of his lenses of his glasses popped out.
Oh.
That's how scared. He could have sworn I had a shank on me. That's what. Anyway, wrestler, we'll get into PCW Corbomania. We'll get into that. But first off, Wrestle Kingdom 11 started off with a New Japan Rumble.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually seen it.
Yeah. And I'm curious now, thinking back on it, I wonder if the winner gets a title shot at maybe Naito. Because that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
But we've been watching, I think starting last year, we just started watching with Japanese commentary because it's so much more entertaining.
Yes.
Because there's so much. I'm not going to say that Kevin Kelly and or JR or Carino, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's so much more emotional with the Japanese commentary. Just. And the yelling comes when you don't expect it.
It's like some quiet part of the match. And it's like,
whoa!
Yeah.
Just whoa, calm down.
Yeah.
But Elgin, big surprise for me. Scott Norton,
yes,
being in this Rumble, I really, really like that. He looks the same.
No, he is.
It's the same.
He gave a power bomb. I think that to Gucci.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, I think he just about killed him.
Yeah. It looked good.
It looked good, but no, he's. I think it still looks like he could go.
He probably can't.
But he probably can't.
Yeah.
I would love to see him maybe one more run, but I know it's
not going
to happen.
You know who looks like and could go is Billy Gunn.
Ooh.
Billy Gunn looks like he hasn't aged at all.
No.
You would think, I mean, you know, maybe I was going to make a joke about
it. It's okay.
You know, injecting some pinky into his life, but you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that?
You know?
Yeah. Billy Gunn?
Yeah.
And that girl named Pinky?
Yeah.
Remember, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was in the paper.
It made front page news in Winnipeg.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Gunn's marriage dissolved.
Yes.
Because of a pink-haired lady in Winnipeg who likes to stir trouble, apparently.
Yeah.
I say apparently because I don't know her at all.
Yeah.
Wait. We did find out, though. Remember, that was the person. She was behind the blog, apparently, that...
Oh, yeah.
Wanted... Terrence and I and the triad and all of us to die of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough about garbage.
Yeah.
No,
this was really entertaining, actually.
I enjoyed it too.
Don't forget Cheeseburger was there. The New Japan fans love him.
Oh man, they love him. It's crazy, actually.
Yeah.
It's funny because we were fortunate enough to see him come up through ROH.
Mm.
And Jushin Liger has taken him under his wing.
That's true, yes.
Very cool, very cool. Next up, we had Tiger Mask W versus Tiger the Dark, kind of a cross promotion for the cartoon show.
The anime show.
Oh, yes. Thank you, ACH. Anime show.
Yes.
and the cartoon being promoted here, it was a nice little opener.
Ever it was clocked in about six.
It wasn't very long.
No, clocked in about 6.5 minutes, and I think it was just more for just the show than anything.
Yeah.
We knew who was under both masks.
Allegedly. We know ACH for sure.
Yes.
But apparently it's Ibushi under Tiger Mask W. It's pretty... When you do the golden powerbomb that he does, the
Ride sit also, out. And also, too, that...
But he did the tiger one. He did the underhook into it.
And the moon, and he did the moonsalt into the corner, or the moonsalt out of the
corner. Oh, yes, the triangle moonsalt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty evident, unless they got the biggest ripoff artist
ever. There's going to be a feud, because he stole my moveset.
Oh, I love those feuds. The Roderick Strong, Cedric Alexander.
Yeah.
I had the backbreaker finisher.
Yeah.
That's the geekiest feud of all the feuds.
That's a wrestling feud.
That's a wrestling feud, yes. Yeah. Next up, Roppongi Vice went against the Young Bucks for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. Mm-hmm. Need Adam here.
IWGP!
Yeah.
I guess we should have told him we were recording.
Yeah, oops.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I love Adam, but I forgot.
Well, maybe let's call him. Hold on.
Hold on. Let's call the dispatch. Yeah. Hold on a second. Beep, boop. Hold on. So what did going into before we continue, going into Wrestle Kingdom, what were you looking forward to?
Well, obviously the main event.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be entertained more than anything. I just didn't want it to be, I don't know. Just like nothing like too drawn out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, I
well no, I was looking forward to this match for sure.
Yeah.
I was just worried that
here we go.
Oh. I was worried they weren't gonna give it enough time. Like they do with the junior heavyweight matches.
Yeah, we'll let it.
You gonna leave a message?
Hey, what's up? We're actually recording right now. Yeah, what are you up to?
I just got home from work.
Oh, yeah, you want to come over? Oh, you're doing laundry. You're actually on air right now.
Excellent.
Sorry, it was a last-minute decision because we were going to do it, but I have the recorder at Renfrew Plaza, Adam. Adam, did you get a chance to watch the Kenny Omega match?
Believe it or not, I'm about to watch it in 20 minutes. I just ordered a pizza.
Oh, wow, that's...
Laundry.
Okay.
Right. Like 20 minutes. I did watch the first 10 minutes, but I had I got pulled away to some important things. But I'm definitely.
Oh, I really.
Like T-minus 20
minutes. Oh yeah.
Is that the time that you're giving yourself? 20 minutes. Before we let you go, what did you think of Corbomania?
Oh man, it was unreal.
If you missed out on this, you missed out on a treat.
You were definitely Corbomania. I'll tell you that for sure.
I would hope so. It's my last name.
I will say you put any PCW, well, excluding, I'm going to say Vinko, because he is like Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell. He's in the league of his own. But you are quite the manager.
Oh, really? Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I would say the victory for the London's... helped by yours truly.
So you, yeah. And can I ask you a question? Do you think that Corbomania was equal of draw to say a Kenny Omega show?
No, I'm not gonna say it that much.
I don't know. It looked pretty packed to
that
me.
Was pretty blunt.
It was packed, but it wasn't an Omega show.
Can't take that away. I'm not talking about quality of show. I'm talking about. Draw.
Attendance.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree. There was a lot of people, but it wasn't as full as a Kenny show.
Oh, okay.
I would say you were like an 85% if Kenny was 100.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go a bit higher there, but what if I wrestled, though?
You're biased.
Yeah, a bit. Just a bit.
Just a bit.
You know what? If you had abs and pecs of steel, I bet you it would have been the same crowd.
Always with the physical comments. Adam, just so vain.
There'd be more ladies.
It's wrestling. There's going to be very little amounts of women there.
Hey, we all brought our ladies.
Yeah, well, that's we all.
Yeah, they all came. They all showed up.
They all showed up. That's a better word.
Phenomenal.
Oh yes,
Corbomania cake.
Corbomania cake. Well,
the one thing I am disappointed is no one used the cake as a weapon.
I know Zach Mercury put his dirty fingers in it, but then didn't do anything with it.
That's not the only thing he's probably put his dirty fingers in.
I agree with you with that 100%.
I would also agree with you 100%. But anyway, Adam, we're gonna let you go because we're supposed to be talking about Wrestle Kingdom, but. It happened like on the spot, like today. Like I went down, picked up the recorder. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Well, you enjoy your pizza and you enjoy that main event of Wrestle Kingdom 11.
I'm going to. I'm actually looking very forward to it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Adam. I'm going to hang up now.
Bye, Adam.
Bye. Bye, James.
There we go. So there you go. Adam, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We just got him. We dispatched our speakerphone and got a hold of him. But back to what? Whoa. Roppongi Vice, Young Bucks. Yeah. What I did like about this match is that it was your non-traditional finish.
Yep.
The roll-up.
Caught everyone. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise.
You know, you would think... Eight finishers, what have you.
Oh, yeah, like in usually any Young Bucks kind of
fashion. Yeah, there's usually so many finishers and
finishers
kicks out.
Upon and finishers upon finishers.
And, it was very nice to see. And Rocky Romero getting his 7th IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship reign.
Holy mackerel.
That's pretty impressive.
No kidding.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
and
good.
And also I like the fact they gave it time, at least time to
develop. Yeah, sometime. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Next up, we had a gauntlet match, which I kind of hated. The format, not so much.
Yeah, the match itself. No, the format kind of stunk.
So, Los Ingobernables defeated David Finlay, Ricochet, and Satoshi Kojima. Bullet Club, which was Bad Luck Fale, Hangman Page, Yujiro Takahashi, the Tokyo Pimp.
Oh, the Tokyo Pimp.
And Chaos, Jado, Will Ospreay and Mr. Loose Explosion himself, Andrew's favorite wrestler, Yoshihashi. I just didn't like because it was, you know, the Bullet Club out first, and then it was...
It was Chaos and Bullet Club first.
Yeah, and then Bullet Club gets the...
The win. Then Los Ingobernables de Japón
came in.
Came in.
And they beat the Bullet Club, which was
like,
kind of shocking.
It was like in like a minute.
Yeah, and then... Like. Championship advantage didn't work out for Finlay, Ricochet, and Kojima.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good match. I just, the gauntlet format, I don't really like. I've never, like, the championship scramble where it's, I've never liked these
type of things. Would have been better as, like, an elimination.
Yeah, just have all four teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people in a ring.
But still, it would have been a little more, I think, more entertaining.
Yeah.
In my book.
As we move
but
ahead.
Again, that's us nitpicking.
Yeah, this is, I mean... A five-hour pay-per-view that felt like two.
Yeah.
We're bound to nitpick a little bit.
Yeah.
Next up, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
Cody.
Making his New Japan debut.
As Cody, the American Nightmare, the newest member of Bullet Club.
Yeah, new shirts already in stock, baby. Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder... Okay, this is just... So, with all the rumors of Kenny Omega swirling that he's going to WWE and all this stuff, I wonder if signing Cody is, like, the new guy. They knew this all along, and... And then, laundry's done.
Oh, that Adam's laundry?
I wonder if New Japan, in hiring of Cody, knew what was happening with Omega and signed him. And he's the new, you know, Gaijin. I don't know. I'm speculating there.
Yeah.
But maybe. We'll see.
Who knows? No, it was Cody took on Juice Robinson.
Yeah, and Juice Robinson, CJ Park from NXT.
Yep.
Basically, my dislike for him is purely aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan of dreadlocks
on
wrestlers.
Yeah, so you don't like him. You don't like Tyler Rex.
Yeah.
See you later, bud.
Yeah. Match.
And I think we can agree, both of us, that this was, unfortunately, this was like the worst, what we thought was the worst match. And that's saying a lot, too.
It was the worst match by not being the crazy. You know, it was a good match.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
It was just, if we had to pick one,
Yeah.
This was the worst
one. Yeah, and if you're saying this is the worst match of the card.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that this level of competition. What I did like about the show, too, is that every match was trying to one-up the other one.
Yes.
It felt that way, to me anyway. Mm-hmm. It's that, oh, okay, this is what's happened so far. We got to top that.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on. So Cody defeated Juice Robinson.
Yep.
Adam Cole.
In a shocker.
This was a shocker.
Shocker.
In hindsight, however.
Yes, that's right.
Shaking my finger.
Because
of the news.
Yeah.
Our sources have told us that Kyle O'Reilly is potentially signing with WWE.
Yes. He was supposed to have signed his contract 2 days prior to the event of Wrestle Kingdom, and he did not sign it.
Interesting. And it must have been just a crazy offer.
Must have been.
Anyway.
An offer too sweet.
Wow.
To pass up.
Yeah. So Adam Cole with his awesome, annoying entrance. Adam Cole, baby. Adam Cole, baby. Adam Cole, baby. Like just Adam Cole, baby. Like just constantly repeated before his music even kicks in. And he, the first ever 3-time ROH world champion.
That's exciting news.
It's weird. They've had a couple title reigns in the past few years. The Elgin one.
Well, he was done in 3 months.
I know, but he talked about playing baseball and there were some visa issues, so he took the belt off him.
Yep.
Rumored. This is all rumored. Yep. We don't know. And then Adam Cole with Kyle O'Reilly. Like, that's ROH for me and title reigns. It was known for a guy holding on to his belt for quite a while. Like, look at Jay Lethal.
Oh, yeah.
He had it about a year.
Over a year, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's happening with Adam Cole, if he's going to sign with ROH. Yeah, I don't know.
Because, there's a rumor his contract is up in May.
Yep.
So WWE will sink their teeth into him potentially then.
Do you think he goes to NXT or does he get the NXT. Probably NXT, yeah.
NXT for sure.
But he's going to get a fast push, I think, too.
Yeah, because Kyle O'Reilly's, may or may not be going to WWE.
Yeah.
Raymond Rowe supposedly going.
That's the rumor, yeah.
Raymond Rowe wants Hanson to come with him.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
If he's got that pull, that'd be awesome.
I think Raymond Rowe should just, count his blessings.
I will say that NXT does need more tag teams now. They need more talent because they got raided last year after WrestleMania.
Mm. They need tag team like,
and then Chris Hero's back.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and that's great.
Cassius Ohno.
So that's great, and so give Nakamura some challengers. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Anyway, Cody defeating Juice Robinson, Adam Cole defeating Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, in a
next
in a
up
shocker, yeah.
Another multi tag team match. Chaos, Tomohiro Ishii and Toru Yano, who were added later. I believe.
Yeah, it was kind of a last minute, I think.
Yano stealing everything.
He stole the World Tag League trophies. And the tag belts.
Yeah, he looked very uncomfortable carrying all that stuff to the ring.
But it was just him. Ishii was like, who cares?
Yeah. It's so funny because Ishii's just so
nonsense
and all business. And Yano's just spending so much effort trying to cheat that maybe if he actually just fought, he'd do a lot better. Yeah. But
just, all the shrugs.
But I cannot fault Toru Yano. Him and I, we look alike. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah. They actually won this match. They beat They beat the champs, Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tongaroa. And they beat and the other team was GBH of Toki Makabe and Tomokai Hamna.
Yeah. He hit the headbutts.
He did hit the headbutts.
Yeah, which was great.
So usually that's always a precursor to a victory.
Exactly.
If he hits the headbutts.
Yeah, and here's where we took a break. And we're not taking a break now. No, that's not happening.
No.
But this is where the card shifted into overgear.
Yep.
You could feel it. Mm-hmm. And the first match out of that kind of shift was Hiromu Takahashi, formerly Watanabe, wrestling Kushida.
No, not Watanabe.
What? Oh, Watanabe.
Kamaitachi.
Kamaitachi. Sorry. Pardon me. I made a mistake. It burns.
It burns.
Not Watanabe. He was in the earlier matches.
Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Takahashi, formerly Kamaitachi, fought Kushida in a classic. I've already started my list. which I failed to. We have a list where it's like January, we put our favorite matches of the month, and then these last four matches are all on there.
Yeah.
The Takahashi Kushida match, I love how it started just right out of the gate, just beating the crap out of each other.
Yep.
And just, oh, so good. And you know, Kushida gets better and better and better. And this is a feud I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, they're going to go a few more times.
I think so. And Takahashi getting kind of a surprise win.
Yeah.
But he sold his wrestling oats and did his tours of Mexico and the States. Yeah. And this was great. And no,
this was a good match. And really, it gave about 16 minutes.
Really liked it. Really yeah, good.
No, this was really good.
Next up, we had what I thought was going to be insane.
Oh, this was pretty
strong style,
this was pretty
to
good.
To the max. Mm. Hiroki Goto defeating Katsuyori Shibata. Finally, Goto winning the big match on that big stage.
Yes.
You know, maybe he's the bride now. Never, you know.
Yeah.
But what a match. These guys have been friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Zach Morris and their band there.
Yeah.
The Bayside band. You know, they had that song, Friends Forever.
Oh.
Friends Forever. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
Always will be there.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, not,
but weren't they tag? Didn't they win like the
they
tag?
They were the tag
league?
2 years ago.
2 years ago at Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Yeah, they won and they grew up together, and they've had so many matches. Yeah. Two of them have ended in knockout, which is crazy.
Yeah. No, Shibata looks like he needs a break. His neck, like he's wearing like all that tape around his neck.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, give the guy a break.
So, and the headbutts? Oh, my goodness.
This was such a good, hard hitting, like, just, ugh.
Yeah, and
you could feel like your chest hurt, and you weren't even in the match.
Oh my,
like
chest!
That's how hard hitting it was.
It hurts.
Yeah,
yeah, and what a great, entertaining, hard hitting match. Yeah. I loved it.
But so far, and then up to this point as well too, all the titles have changed hands.
Yeah, that was interesting too.
Yeah, it was kind of almost like we thought it was going to be the theme of the night.
Yeah, so that looked, we looked good going into the Kenny Omega match.
Mm-hmm.
But before that.
Mm-hmm.
And on any other card.
Yep. This would be the main event.
The main event. Mm-hmm. This would have been match of the year.
Yep.
This would have, you know, but it was preceded by the Okada, Kenny Omega match.
But for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, Tetsuya Naito defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Can we agree or disagree? Naito is perhaps the best bad guy in wrestling. I personally think you can put him with Kevin Owens.
Yes, I was just going to say that. You just beat me to it.
And, the way he, like, when he throws the belt, like, he doesn't care.
Nope.
And the slow, like, I'm going to lock up. No, I'm not going to lock up.
Yeah.
You know? And then, or going to pretend to do, like, a something.
Plancha,
and then rolling into the ring and doing his pose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, Tanahashi, I've been reading a lot about him that, he's basically been the John Cena of a New Japan, the ace, the guy, the main event guy for so long.
Oh, man.
And he's kind of, he's had a bad year, like not winning, but man, can that guy deliver.
Yeah.
That plancha to the outside, that frog splash
that looked
plunge.
Like he concussed Naito.
Oh, my God.
That looked like he concussed him.
So good.
Also, too, the video package on this actually was pretty good because it also showed like you're kind of like their battles throughout the year a little bit.
Yeah, oh, I like that. And the thing with Naito, too, is that he was given this, like, huge push, and the fans just didn't. He was a good guy, and they're just like, no.
Almost like the Rock treatment.
Not the Rock, but the Roman Reigns treatment.
Ah, okay.
And the fans were like, no, no. So he, you know, took his time, became a bad guy, and then he's...
And look at this.
Huge, super popular.
Yep.
And what a match. And I'm just... I hope they keep the belt on Naito for quite a bit. I really do. Yeah, I know. We could also hear you, so just so you know. We're running out of time on this segment, is what I'm trying to say. But
We got lots of time.
We got lots of time, I know. Naito, what a match. What a match. And I was just like, well, if this would have been the end, I would have been like, what a great show.
Yep.
We had the main event still, and the match that I've been looking forward to for since
he won G1.
The G1. I've been looking forward to this. Kazuchika Okada with Gedo fighting against Kenny Omega for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. I don't know where to start in describing what was, if not the best, one of the best matches I've ever seen. And I've been watching wrestling since I was 6 years old. And I can't even think of anything that that I can compare it to that comes close to it in terms of pacing, in terms of telling a story.
Yep.
Slowing it down. It had all sorts of pacing, like
yep.
slow at the beginning.
And crazy moves.
Crazy bumps, yep. crazy spots. Yep. Like
this was the almost the total package, if you will.
I cannot.
And it was 46 minutes.
It flew by. It was like a 5-minute match. It just felt, what I love about this match is that, and I've said this before, is that I don't think a lot of people knew exactly, you know, what Kenny Omega was all about. What, you know.
No, that's a fair assessment. Of course, because we know, because we're biased. We've seen him.
You know.
We know how it is, but the rest of the world out there may not know.
May not know. If you don't agree with us that Kenny Omega is the best wrestler in the world, you need to give your head a shake. Where do we start? Like, I really don't know, because I'm going to go with the that drop kick to the back of the head.
Oh.
The missile drop kick.
Yeah.
Where he must have been concussed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, he clocked him really good. Like, boom. And I was like, you know, that receipt's coming.
It definitely did.
Yeah.
And just the table setup.
Oh, yeah. The table. He stomped him through the table.
But the table was over him.
Yeah.
And yeah. And but let's go the main. There's two main spots in this.
The dragon suplex from the top?
No. I want to talk about the back body drop.
Oh.
The clean back body drop over the top rope through the smallest table known to man.
Yeah.
And Kenny Omega hit it, but the top bar did not bend.
Yes.
So, wow. It's cringeworthy watching it now, but my God, these guys left it out.
Yep.
All out on the table.
Yep. Oh, and don't forget, too, the introduction.
Well, the introduction.
Of Kenny Omega.
The Terminator 2 reference.
Yes.
Man, like, I can't even. You need to watch this match. I can't. Words cannot describe. Yeah.
It's so hard to even like to pinpoint it. If we were to like go over the whole show, like this whole match, it would take like two shows for us to like talk about it. The renowned wrestling critic, Mr. Dave Meltzer.
Yeah.
The first ever 6-star rating of a match.
I know. And I just can't.
And we know for a fact that he doesn't throw out 5-star matches willy-nilly.
No, he does not.
But the fact that
he seems to throw out wrestling information willy-nilly, though.
Well, yeah, either they're going to sign or not. The fact that he, right away, like, this was a 6-star match.
I know.
I don't know if anything can top this.
I don't know. And I feel bad for all the matches before it that, like, Naito Tanahashi specifically, I just. The last like 10 minutes were insane.
Mm-hmm.
How it took him not one, not two, not three, but 4 Rainmaker clotheslines to beat Kenny Omega. And what I loved about it, he didn't even use the One Wing Angel. So they're like building up
that's
this finisher.
They're setting it up for
that's building
the
this up
rematch.
And building up his finisher that
yep.
all it takes is one.
Yeah.
Or he could say, hey, I didn't hit my finisher.
Yeah.
If I hit my finisher, it's done.
Yeah.
So,
Because don't forget too, he hit him with that the One Winged Angel through a table like
or kinda, previously, yes,
kind of a couple weeks before
the,
that
the build up.
And Okada was like, "Oh, my neck was still sore from that."
Yeah.
So it's not like he was, you know,
100%. So, what a match!
Yeah.
Okada again, did not brag about Kenny Omega for a bit. Okada is probably is the most consistent wrestler in the world. Like he is steady Eddie, whatever you want to call it, you know. He's just he's the best at ending match trends. A spinning tombstone pile driver and then into the clothesline. Like, oh, what a match. I mean, heartbroken am I?
Yes. Oh yeah, we were
But man, what a match. You couldn't feel bad after watching that.
No.
And I just like sitting there in awe that I just got to witness that.
It took us like a couple minutes just to even like stand up like after the show.
Yeah.
It was just like, wow, oh my God. What the hell just happened?
Yeah. And I like had such mixed emotions, and what a match. Oh, what a show. Yeah. Like really top to bottom. 5 hours. Didn't feel like it. I put the WWE in.
Yeah, we'll never put out something even close.
They need to earn my love again. I'm sorry. Like yeah. I've been trying to watch, and it just feels like I'm going through the motions. This is what I love. This is the wrestling that I love. I love this. You can see it, guys, just putting it all out there and not mailing it in.
Yep.
Or seeming, not to say that they're, but it's coming across as if they're mailing it
in. No, this was, everyone brought their A game.
Oh, my God.
This is, I give this the five out of five.
It's just, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 5.
Well, you're pulling, you're giving it a Korba. I know. 6 out of 5.
Meltzer sounds like a drink that involves some sort of seltzer, yeah. Like a some sort of high-end vodka, yeah. And a some vermouth.
Maybe I'll ask John Taffer. He can make one up for me.
Can you make me a Meltzer, please?
Yeah. Can you create a Meltzer for me?
It's either going to be really good or really bad. each drink is like different. Like some of them are really good, but some of them are terrible.
Yeah.
That was very inaccurate. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about a little event in Winnipeg that we had here just over the weekend. It's the third one.
Yep. Third annual, baby.
PCW presents Korbamania. I'm calling it that now.
Yep. Don't even. Yeah.
I don't even remember the actual title of the other one.
Believe it or not, it's New Year's Knockout.
Oh, that's fine too, but the Korbamania 3.
Sounds way better.
Korbamania 3 was probably the biggest of the three. So yep. I'm looking. We'll see. As you can, Adam, we'll talk about it. We'll take a break.
Yep.
You're listening to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 UMFM.
Shink!
We are back. Before we continue, we want to thank our sponsors, GameAccess.ca. You know what? They're having a big sale right now. Big things on sale.
How cheap are those games?
Well, you can get some Xbox One and PS4 games up to... some of them $4.72
Canadian.
Yeah, that's a very specific price, but yeah, Canadian. They ship to anywhere in Canada, but if you don't want to buy a game, you know what? Rent games. They got everything. They got Xbox One, PS4, GameCube, PS2, PS3, Xbox 360, Xbox One. Try it out. See what you think. Hey, guess what? We have a password for you. It's a code. It gets you a free 30-day trial. Loose Ropes 2016, all in caps.
That's right.
And try to get a free 30-day trial. I love it. I've been using it since about probably June, I think, when I contacted them.
Yeah.
And I've been it'd just be Tomb Raider. Rise of the Tomb Raider. What a game. Really. I highly suggest you like video games. But you know, the price of video games right now, it's like $90 with taxes for
brand new?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So try it out. Anything you want. Try it out. GameAccess.ca. Try that out. Also, we want to thank Zubaz.
Yeah,
sponsoring
Zubaz. Zubaz.com.
Wearing a pair of my Zubaz. I'm wearing Packers colors for some reason. Not a big Packers fan, but I'll take looks. I'll take comfort over looks in my clothing any day of the week, as you can attest by my wardrobe generally.
I think I went in with my Zubaz to Burger King. Wow.
Yeah,
I was the star of the show there.
I don't think Zubaz wants you. If you're going, I'm going to the gym if I'm wearing my Zubaz. I didn't just eat a bunch of pizza.
I was getting my after gym.
After
meal.
Gym.
Yeah.
Post-gym cheat meal?
Yeah. Okay. Post-gym cheat meal.
Also, just a shout out. They don't sponsor us, but Pounds Down.
Yeah.
Trent Nash's thing. Look it up. Man, that guy has lost so much weight. James Beaver losing so much weight. They got people. You know what? It's not intimidating. You just go in there. They help you get a meal plan ready. They help you do exercises and working out without the pressure of going to the gym. You go to the gym.
It's intimidating.
You know, you go the weight and these giant dudes and women just bench pressing 800 pounds. And it's like, I can barely bench press 100 pounds. Like, where do I start? Pounds Down will help you. They'll get you going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. And you know, it's that time of year where we make, hey, it's going to be a
resolution,
healthy year.
That resolution time.
Keep it, you know, keep going at it. Pounds Down. Check that out on, that's LBS.
Yeah, LBS Down.
It's on Facebook. Check it out. Trent Nash doing big things over there.
Yep.
Do you have any other sponsors? I want to thank my sponsor, My mom went for lunch for, this is not my sponsor. We went out for lunch and it was pretty good. Pretty good. A little early birthday lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Where'd you go?
The Epic Wedge, the new restaurant in the Exchange, which is quite good. They make sandwiches. They have one called like the Macho Man, and it's like a grilled ham with pineapple, and it's pretty good. Yeah.
He's a Macho Man.
But I got the Godfather, which was a meatball sub on a pretzel bun. That's all I'm going to say. So anyway, Corbomania, big things, doing it big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that song by, who is that guy who wrote all those Kanye West songs? Yeah, that song called Big. Remember that?
Oh.
It was going to bother me, but it's okay.
Yeah. It was Kick, Push, Coast. Was it
No. That's Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, well, I thought it was Lupe.
No. Anyway, PCW Wrestling presented my birthday, Corbomania 3. And I'm just going to say, so my girlfriend comes to pick me up, and she goes, I got something for you in the car. And I look, and she had got a T-shirt made with the Corbomania logo, Corbomania 3
the
logo.
Poster,
that
the whole poster that...
That our friend Jay Friesen,
yeah.
Who's not Jay Walker.
No.
No, Jay Friesen.
Two totally different people.
Totally different person.
They're both from Somerset, though.
They're both, yes, which is lots of J's in Somerset. Anyway, Jay Friesen made a logo after he saw my abomination of a logo I made for myself. And it hit my head on the Young Bucks and Marty Scurll's bodies over the Winnipeg skyline. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
And anyway,
had a nice logo, like Corbomania 3.
Yeah, exactly. It looked nice. Good. And Jess, and there were like beers and stuff. Anyway, because apparently I drink those. And what was great about it was Jess got me the shirt with that logo on it. Mm. So already going in style.
Yeah.
PCW... Got to give the big ups to them, Andrew Shawcross, everyone over there. Put me up in a hotel at the Travel Lodge.
On Fermor. Or 22 Alpine.
Yeah, yeah. And, man, what a time. We went to, we tried to go bowling.
Oh, but it was busy.
It was, because Corbomania 3, I wanted it to be three birthdays in one. That was my goal, was that three birthdays I would... have as a 10-year-old. I would go to bowling.
Okay.
I'd go swimming. Swimming. You've been to the birthday where there's swimming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's always just like a swimming birthday, yeah.
And wrestling. So combining those things to one mega birthday, it almost went off.
It was almost like WrestleMania 2 in three separate locations.
Basically what I wanted to do last year, but but I had to wait a year. So anyway... You could compare the attendance for this one to WrestleMania 3, though.
Oh, yeah. It was packed. So, it was packed to the rafters.
It was packed. How many people do you think were at Corbomania? Like 1,000? Probably?
Maybe a little less than 1,000.
I'm using the WWE crowd math scale, so it was probably about 800 people. Yeah, about 800?
I don't know. 80?
So we get there, and wrestling's about to start, and you know, Filthy Josh comes out and he's like, Mr. Beautiful, you're wanted in the back.
Ooh. Oh,
is that that's my draw. Hold on, let me do a draw. Yeah, you're wanted in the back. Me! It's following content.
No, I'm just kidding, Josh. Like that,
no,
Josh.
I'm kidding, Josh. Yeah. Anyway, so... I got to one of my wrestling dreams coming true. I got to manage a tag team in the London Dynasty.
Yeah.
And
Leo and David London.
I tried to stick my nose in there against beautiful Bobby Schenk.
Yep.
And Brett Evans.
White Horse's own.
The White Horse, Brett Evans.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad how you told him to take off his shirt.
Yes. Well, I'm big on that, you know. You're going to wrestle.
The aesthetics of wrestling.
There are only a couple of wrestlers who can wear a t-shirt. There's one, and his name's Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And Pentagon Jr.
Pentagon Jr., yeah.
That's it. And that's just trying to sell t-shirts. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
No one's buying a Brett Evans shirt anytime soon. Maybe someone who's blind, but that's about it. Anyway, so, well, I'm going to say I stuck. Bobby Schenk, I'm not going to lie. Like, he's quite intimidating up close.
Well, like in the ring?
In the ring, yeah.
Yeah, because you like, you know, you did like, you did some poses and stuff. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I
but
did.
But no,
that.
Like Bobby Shinky, he, like
he's a tall dude.
Yeah, he's a tall drink of water.
He is, and but you,
and did you see on his tights? He got like actual tights now.
Oh yeah, I did not.
And he's got like a picture of himself as a cartoon on his face, on his leg.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's you know you're big timing it when you have a picture of yourself on your tights.
Yep.
But I'm going to say that Bobby Shink got as tired as Brett Evans as we have mm-hmm. and turned on him.
Yep.
And that was mostly due to my yelling at ringside.
And guidance.
Yeah. And getting the crowd involved and mm-hmm. Yelling. You know, the ref tried to, he gave me a warning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he calls it right down the middle.
He does.
And he has his eyes on the prize.
Yeah. He gave me a warning. So, I was happy to help the Londons get the victory and put them back in title contention.
Yeah, who knows that you know next show they could be number one contenders or something before.
Exactly,
you know.
And it was fun, and I appreciate both David and Leo letting me do that with it. So that was great, it was fun.
No,
it
set the mood for the evening. I think
it totally did.
Yeah.
It totally did.
Yeah.
Next up, we had James Beaver defeating the newcomer Alex Anthony.
Alex Anthony, newcomer.
I'm just going to say this, and maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong? You can tell me. I might have been influenced by other things that night. He had a number. It was a 2 on the back of his tights, like his pants. And it said 1. Oh, what did it say on the back? Because I thought it looked like a swastika.
No, it wasn't.
It was
not
like
even close.
To be the best or something like that.
Yeah.
I know, but just the way it was set up.
My glasses. You totally had the wrong. Your glasses were dirty that night.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
you could say I had a type of goggle on.
Yeah,
yeah. But James Beaver,
bourbon goggles.
Yeah, honey bourbon goggles. Yeah. Yes, James Beaver with looking slim and
he's looking slim and trim. Looking good.
Still very mean man.
Yeah,
mean man.
But it was entertaining affair. That's for sure.
Yeah, and defeating newcomer Alex Anthony. So
yeah, hopefully,
Beaver.
Well, hopefully, we see more of him.
And then annoying Jay Walker.
Oh, he stuck around, yeah.
Doing his best.
Who was it, the Babysitter Bandit impression?
Yeah. Doing his best.
Best.
I was going to go with best Jerry only impersonation with his haircut.
No, I think one of the crowd, I want to say maybe Tim.
Tim or Fraz, maybe.
Yeah, they kind of gave it like the. Looked like the Babysitter Bandit from The Simpsons, like kind of like one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, well, Jay Walker fighting our buddy Trent Nash.
Oh, Trent Nash, man.
He was looking good.
Man, I was disappointed by this result.
So was I, and it was.
I think we need some new blood in that Canadian title picture.
Hey, you know what? As we can hate him as much as we want, but Jay Walker's been delivering and. Taking that title and put it, you know what I mean?
I know, but just, you know, maybe just that new blood.
That's maybe. All. But Trent Nash losing via countout, doing the tomfoolery with his knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay Walker will stoop to any level, you know, to win.
He has James Beaver in his corner, too.
I know. It's not very nice.
Not fair.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's one-on-one. Yeah, Jay Walker, you're Trent Nash. It's for the Canadian Championship number one contender. And you want to use tactics like that? Ah, I kind of agree with it. You're like global warming. We need to get rid of it. Anyway, next up, Chad Tatum. Now,
what about before? There was before the match.
Well, before the match, Andrew Shawcross comes out.
Yes.
And for some reason, all of a sudden... has a problem with Giselda.
Yes.
Chad Tatum's
he's
trusty...
kendo stick.
Exactly, and...
And it was either he had to give up the kendo stick or give up the Canadian title.
Exactly. Weird. So, gave up the kendo... But why is Shawcross doing this?
I'm not
sure.
We're
going to find out the next show, but I don't like Andrew Shawcross's actions as of late. And I don't know why he would do this. So this does.
I don't know the kendo stick and Tatum. They.
Well, he said the fans don't want to see that.
What? Is he? What?
Clearly, fans want to see Chad Tatum.
Yes.
And clearly they want to see Giselda.
Yes.
So I don't understand why you're going to take this away from the fans. I don't, especially of, on all days of Corbamania.
Yeah.
First of all, a little side. No, we'll talk about that later. Jordy had a very fun at the expense of one of the ring crew.
Oh boy, he did.
But anyway, Chad Tatum.
Yeah, ended up actually beating Alex Vanna.
I don't know how he had Giselda too.
He had a Giselda backup plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it.
We'll say a plan B.
But
underneath the ring.
Yes.
And
well, I helped. I massaged the bottom of Giselda.
Yeah.
You got to play with the bottom of the kendo stick to get that full
effect
load or whatever.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it disappeared and then appeared behind my back. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And Shawcross after the match came out and then all of a sudden Dave Dixon.
Well, the returning Dave Dixon.
Average Joe Dixon. Yep. Beat the crap out of Chad Tatum. So I don't know what's going on there.
No.
And I don't really like it.
No, we got a new team.
Maybe that's what it looks like. Oh, we'll have to see.
A new corporation of PCW.
Well, if they're going to start the corporation, I'm going to start the corporation. No? Does that work? I don't know. Does that work for you?
Oh, this was a highlight of the show.
Just keep.
Highlight of the show.
Okay.
Right here. Zach Mercury.
Okay, before we get to that, sure. After that match was intermission, I believe.
Yep.
And Jessica had also got a cake made with the Corbamania
3
logo.
Yep.
So everyone could have cake. Like, how lucky am I to have a beautiful, lovely, smart girlfriend do something like that for me on my birthday? I was almost brought to tears. I really am. Also, I'm going to go out on a tangent here.
All right.
This is directed strictly at Filthy Josh. Filthy Josh needs to calm the hell down. Okay. You see how mad he gets? Like, how long have we been watching local wrestling, specifically PCW? Over 10 years.
At least.
Does he think at some point I'm going to run into the ring and beat someone or, like, attack someone?
No.
He's like, guys, back up. Back up, guys. Why? What? I know when to back up. I've been watching wrestling. Give us a break.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about Filthy Josh. I think he's in on the take with Shawcross and them too.
No, we started. It was at least when it was at the Palladium.
Yes, for sure.
Because
the Palladium. Well, no, it was the Lid. It wasn't the Palladium when we went there. It was the Lid. No,
I thought we went one time.
Maybe the first time.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, the old Getladium.
Yeah.
The Palladium.
Yeah. But no, this was the highlight.
Just calm down.
Another one of the highlights of the evening.
Calm down, Filthy Josh. That's all I'm going to say.
Antonio Scorpio.
Woo!
And Zach Mercury met up one more time.
This is the eighth time in 3 months.
But. Zach Mercury was pissed off.
Blah.
He gave a long-winded promo through the sweet sounds of Smoke on the Water.
Man,
that if
man.
He lost this match, he would leave PCW.
Oh, dreams do come true.
Well, yes, dreams do come true as Antonio Scorpio Jr. beat Zach Mercury.
And
Mike Arnott was pissed.
PO'd, but yeah. He was
in the crowd.
I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Because he got kicked out the month before.
Yeah.
So no more Zach Mercury.
Thank goodness.
The universe got sucked into
a black hole.
A black hole. So no more Zach Mercury.
Yes. Now, thank you, Antonio Scorpio, for winning one of the most important matches of your career.
Now, the next match was kind of an example of you may have won the battle, but you lost the war.
Yes.
Because Team Flexappeal came in and...
Yeah, they were ordered to defend their titles at this show.
Yeah. And got the crap kicked out of them. Really badly.
Blazing Dick.
Blazing Dick.
I apologize, yes.
The main vein, Dick Blood and Billy Blaze. And, man, like, crazy. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, no, this is, I think, as Shawcross loves to put it, chapter one of many.
Yes, yes, I think so, too. Billy Blaze.
Appeal retains by DQ.
Yeah, by DQ, so we'll see what happens there.
Yep.
And then, finally, the main event.
Yep.
Scott Justice defending his the PCW championship against Jackie Lee.
Yeah, and Scott Justice also had a female companion.
I know.
Dressed in Assassin's Creed garb.
Yes.
but she did come into play.
Caught the eye of friend of the show, Jordy Melnick.
Ooh.
Trying to get her on his Tinder.
Oh, yes.
Getting her to swipe right,
yes.
If you will.
Yes. And but this is also, too, when Jordy was was lambasting a guy in a corner.
So PCW has a ring attendant now, and I forget. I don't remember his name.
Doesn't matter.
We'll go with Mark.
Yeah.
And Mark,
he took it.
Mark, I guess he had blocked Jordy's view. I don't know even why. Jordy just like, what are you doing? You almost ruined Carbamania and all of wrestling. Yeah, what are you doing?
He was just trying to fix the bottom rope.
I know.
And Jordy just, wow.
Oh, wow. God.
If you heard whatever it was a treat, put it that way.
Not a treat for Mark.
Not for him.
Not for Mark.
No.
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
Maybe that's Daryl's 17-year-old son who's now 18.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Daryl's son, Mark.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But through the tomfoolery, some tomfoolery of the Assassin's Creed
but
lady.
Let's talk about this match
first.
I didn't. It was not as good as their no DQ match, no holds barred match. I will say that.
Yeah.
But I love when they go outside and do all that shit mm-hmm. with the chair mm-hmm. and like interact with the crowd. And but Scott Justice, due to some tomfoolery,
yep. retained his title.
Retained the title. And what a show on Corbomania 3,
yep.
showing bigger is better.
Yep.
And Corbomania 4, I don't know how we're gonna top this, but we're gonna top it. It's gonna happen. Yeah.
I'm excited.
So, is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Overall.
Overall.
Culvermania.
Well, it's 5 stars.
Of course it's 5 stars.
Of course. Of course. What's next is Saturday, February 18th.
Oh, yeah. Highway to Hell.
Which I will now be changing the name of that to Wrestling Day in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is perfect. Highway to Hell, Saturday, February 18th, bell time 9 p.m.
At Doubles.
Get a hotel room because you'll probably be at the CWE
Wrestling Legends
Convention that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, wrestling all day.
Yep.
It's going to be
day
great.
And all night.
Early Valentine's Day gift.
Yep.
We'll be spooning. Get a nice room. They have nice rooms at the Travelodge.
Yep.
We should get a Travelodge as a sponsor.
Yep.
But,
that's
Loose
great.
Ropes Wrestling,
yeah,
you can reach
rolling,
us.
Though.
And, you can find us there.
Twitter.
Loose Ropes Wrestling. Facebook.
Yep.
Loose Instagram. _ Ropes _ FM.
Yep. Facebook.
Facebook. That's it,
yep.
I think. And we'll be back next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yep.
But we didn't even talk about Brock Lesnar being at the Winnipeg Jets game.
Oh, geez.
You know?
Oh, and tune into the WWE Network this weekend for
the British, yes.
The British wrestling champion.
Oh, and good luck to CWE on their tour, the New Heights tour with ACH.
Boom.
That just starting this week, too.
Do it.
PCW, thank you for hosting Corbomania. From the bottom of my heart, it's always, I love doing it, and that's why I do it. Thank you to everyone who listened, and Andrew, thank you for being a co-host. Thanks to Adam,
yep.
who
you're welcome.
Called in. And by calling in, we called him. So, thank you.
All right.
And,
we got to run.
Good night.
Let's get some pizza.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Bye.
Loose Ropes Wrestling is a 2WO production in association with 101.5 UMFM and the Garbage Hill Podcast Network. Executive producers are Peter Garabino, Jeff Halbert, Sean Harford, and Juan Dan. Official pet mascots of LRW are cats, Denzel, Ramona, and Dexter with Marcy the Wiener Dog. Guests of Loose Ropes Wrestling stay at the luxurious Castle Rathgar and world-renowned Renfrew Plaza.